If this were a Friends episode, it would be called The One Where a Beer Company Buys Another Beer Company. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour, craft beer geek podcast. I am Mikey.
I'm a geek.
I'm here with Geek, also known as The Nick.
Geek?
The Nick.
The Nick.
And we are here as we originally were, just myself and Nick, talking about the craft beer scene. And the bearded brewer is indisposed at the moment. You never know. He may show up.
He could.
Just don't know.
Uber could be in transit.
Yep, Uber. Check your Uber and see if Bearded Brewer is on his way. Otherwise, we will be hanging out talking about craft beer world. And obviously, the one big thing this week.
The one big.
Involves a dog on a bottle.
Yeah.
And a green bottle.
And a red star.
A red star. And then a dog on another bottle. Also known as Lagunitas and Heineken. But first, we have got to get us up to speed on the beers we have been drinking when we tailgated for this episode. And while we were tailgating, the beers we drank was number one, the Reggie559 donated this to the show. It was the Baby Daddy Session IPA from Speakeasy, San Francisco Brewer Speakeasy. 4.7% Session IPA, an IPA that was dubbed when we were her bro beer got referenced as a bro beer just because of its can. It's got a brass knuckle with a pacifier on the end of it, and it's just all blacked.
It's completely out. Blacked out, murdered out, as the bros say.
Oh, murdered out, my truck, lords. Yeah,
yeah.
If beer cans could be trucks, this would be a lowered,
murdered out. This looks lowered to you.
Yeah.
Not raised at all.
Oh, see, you're thinking of it as raised. I think of it as lowered.
Mm-hmm.
A lowered truck. Lowered. Like, can't go into a parking lot lowered.
Yeah. Like, please hold while I take. Yeah.
Everyone wait. I'm going to try and take the weird, so whatever angle that is,
you got to take the angle.
Lower approach. Trucks come into a parking lot, and
it's 36.2 degrees.
That's the official angle. That's the
angle, yeah, of approach.
Yes,
yeah, and you must swing unnecessarily wide on every turn.
Yep,
you know, you turn out and then you turn in, and so people think, oh, he's making a left. Nope, he's making a right.
No, yeah.
Son of a.
You basically drive like you have an 18 wheeler.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And then you got to have a system.
There's a sticker on the back that says, do not get in this zone when I'm making a right turn.
Yep. And they've got to have a good system. You got to have a good system.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have a lowered truck and without a good system.
Yeah.
It's just pointless.
It's got to make the license plate flap. So it sounds like complete shit on the outside of the truck.
On the outside, all you hear is a license plate going bang, bang.
Yeah.
Bang.
That's a requirement.
So what did you think of that Baby Daddy?
Very nice. Although I have a long-standing opposition to sesh bro beers.
Yeah, you're not a big sesh guy.
It was tasty and hoppy. And I think, as you pointed out, a little bit higher on the ABV for a session, right?
It was a 4.7, which is definitely on the higher scale.
Mm-hmm.
And you could taste it. It wasn't real light. It was it was tasting heavy. Damn near regular. But it's still good. It was a nice, I think.
Nice way to kick off the evening.
Speakeasy's kind of hit and miss. I know one of my favorite beers was when they originally came out with the IPA with the fireman on it.
The Vendetta.
Vendetta.
Which has not gone over
right. Never just came back in the right way.
Like bad shrimp.
Yeah, like bad shrimp. And also, Modern Times our favorite brewery to talk about that doesn't come to Fresno.
Yeah, yes, and can or still not it? Be considered.
Yeah.
Because of where it's sold, I think.
Fortunate Islands from Modern Times. They're hoppy tropical wheat ale. And we've had it before, and this was, it's been a while since I've had Fortune Island.
Yeah, so this was like a refresher course.
Nice refresh. But yeah,
it's like going back to summer school, like taking pre-algebra before you jump into algebra.
Well, it's way better than that.
Okay.
Pre-calculus. If you're going to have a wheat beer, that's what you should have, is the Fortune Islands. Damn fine.
Damn fine.
Damn fine beer.
Can do no wrong.
Because of the cans.
Because of the cans. It's punny.
That is punny. And also donated by Nick, the Nick. Mother yes. Earth, another San Diego area brewer. Mother Earth Brewing, Hop Diggity, Double IPA, just hit town in Fresno.
Literally.
From Vista, California.
Literally.
It's got like a Richard Simmons looking guy on the front. Just like jumping for joy. Yay, I am hopping. And then there's a hop, and then there's 60s magical stars, and it's all red. Yes. It's all green and red and another shade of green and yellow. And so it's a fun can.
It's fun, guys.
And the beer it's is not actually mushrooms, quite good.
The beer. The can is good. The beer is better.
Beer is better. Quite excellent.
How did they do it?
Them, Mother Earth, man. They're killing it.
Yeah.
Killing it.
A brewery I never thought I'd see in Fresno. And here they are.
Yep.
Modern Times, take that.
Wow. Yep. Establishing themselves before Modern Times can get here. Mm. But did Modern Times get here? We told the story of how our Cost Plus World Market did a little exchange with the Bakersfield one, got Modern Times in really? For 10 minutes. Well, it happened again. But this time, I was lucky enough. It happened on a day off, a Saturday,
yeah. Which
I saw in time, saw it posted in one of the group pages,
okay,
local group pages.
See, I didn't see it.
Oh. So, yeah.
So you're, I thought this round texted, was much more quiet.
I texted after, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
And I saw this, and I saw it an hour and a half after it was posted that we have modern, basically, somebody working there said, we have Modern Times right now. Oh. And I'm like, well, it's probably gone.
Yeah.
She hadn't said anything that it's gone. You know, there wasn't a current post like saying it was gone. So I was like, I'll take a chance. It's 10 minutes to get down there.
There you go.
There was a brief lull in the action happening at the house. So I was like, I'm going to slip out for a few minutes.
I need some nails.
Yeah. This is my wife's old store, by the way. She opened the store as a store manager. She no longer works there, but so I was like, I'm going down to Cost Plus and check it out. And so she was cool with that, and
nice.
Slipped out of there, and I actually recorded a little thing for the patrons. If you're a patron, make sure to look in your patron feed because there's a little thing I did for
damn them. I'm not a patron.
Yeah, just get in there, Nick.
Okay.
No problem. And I go in there. I'm not as I'm walking in there, I see a guy walking out, and like he's walking out with nothing, and he just looks like one of us. He looks like he's.
You mean he doesn't shop at Cost Plus?
Yeah, I was saying this on the audio I did for the patrons. I was like, I don't know how to tell you why, but I just look like a guy that drinks beer and like and he was walking out with nothing in his hand and he looked dejected. So I'm like, oh, they're gone. No more Modern Times. And I went right back to the section I knew where it was at, knew what end it was at. And I came and all these people are in there shopping and none of them are like, they're furniture shopping or whatever you do in Cost Plus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you people not know there's Modern Times back there?
It's sitting right here.
What the
here.
Hell are you people doing just milling about and without Modern Times in your basket? And I go around the corner. I look from behind. I can see the end from behind, and I see Modern Times cans. I see the four pack.
The silhouette.
Yes. I'm like, oh, shit, it's still there. And I, like, went very quickly to it. I'm like, I'm thinking another person's going to come from a different angle and just, like, grab it. And
yeah. I'm going to be SOL. It's going to get lifted off the shelf.
I come around, and there's no way around, and I'm just like, there's three. They have three different ones. They have the Fortune Islands. They had the
The Blazing World.
Blazing World and the Black House.
Oh, shit.
And they're all three there.
That'd be their standards, huh?
Those are their standards, basically. Yeah. And they had the Black House was the only one that didn't have backup. It was just 1 4-pack of Black House.
Okay, so somebody had been there.
Two 4-packs of Blazing World and 3 4-packs of Fortune Islands. And it was tempting to just take it all and just be not, you're out of Modern Times now, suckas. But I'm like, I got to leave something. I can't be that dick.
Wow. And you resisted the just temptation. Bought
one of each.
To buy out the entire section.
I felt kind of bad buying one of each because I bought the last Black House. But it was, damn it. We've been waiting for this kind of crap for a long time. Yeah. I'm going to get me one of each. And so I did. And now I bought Modern Times in Fresno.
Nice.
I legally bought Modern. It legally. Has happened.
I have a receipt.
Everybody, all the people up there, like everybody, I had three different people working there were like noticed that I was buying the Modern Times and had to talk about it. So it was a thing. This is a known thing.
Now, did you feel like a jerk after they noticed you were buying 3 6?
They were like, they didn't care.
They didn't care.
You know,
that's what's funny. You think they're going to care a lot because you're only, like, they have all this beer.
Right.
And all you're buying is one beer that just came in like hours ago.
Yeah. I did buy a Crick.
Maybe that's just me.
Becky wanted.
Okay. So you did throw in something.
I did get another thing.
To pretend you weren't just there to buy Modern Times.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like, oh, I was just in here randomly. I didn't know anything.
Oh, yeah. So I'll get a sock hanger and a wicker basket.
Yeah. So that was fun to finally buy Modern Times in Fresno.
It is.
And I think that's just, I think by next year, it's going to be one of those things like, oh, pfft. I mean, if you remember when Grapefruit Sculpin came out, we were all like,
yeah.
Oh, Whole Foods has Grapefruit Sculpin. Oh, holy shit. Oh, now it's just.
It's $70. I don't give a shit.
I don't care. It's $18 a six pack. I don't care. Now it's just like, Grapefruit Sculpin.
This is getting old, guys.
It's a good beer.
Time to change.
Yeah, do something else. Do a grapefruit Sculpin or something.
Oh, Grapefruit Zest Grapefruit Sculpin.
Yes, Grapefruit Sculpin with Grapefruit Zest.
Yeah.
Do it.
Nailed it. Patent pending.
So there you go. That's the tailgating. That's the story on the Modern Times.
We're still here.
We're still here. Now we are currently waiting to open up a new beer. You can tell that's
crack
a can.
Of the can.
I love gold.
Oh,
and
do you?
The aforementioned Modern Times. This is the Black House.
Oh, I love you so much right now.
Sorry, bearded brewer, but I think he's got a couple at his house. So
yeah,
he probably doesn't feel that.
He never fails to have a stock of Modern Times.
Mmm, that smells good.
Ooh, the aroma is filling the air.
The aroma is nice.
And my glass. Ah, the Black House.
Is this your favorite Modern Times, Nick?
It probably is my favorite Modern Times until I still have yet to have the Mega Black House.
Oh, okay. You're like anticipating.
I'm anticipating
the Mega Black House will be your favorite.
So for now, because I haven't had it. Blazing World is a damn close second. And see, right now I cannot remember the large bottles that we've had in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, name-wise, I remember them, but flavor. Right. So, yeah, we're going to call this the favorite.
Boom.
As of right now.
As of right now.
As of this point in history.
It's a tasty beverage. I highly recommend it. And get, if you're not in California, trade with somebody and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Or basically, if you're not in the cool parts of California, like Bakersfield,
yeah,
trade with somebody and get the Modern Times. I tried to get, I contacted Modern Times thinking like, hey, we talk about these jackasses enough. Maybe yeah. they should, you know, help us out a little bit with something. Mm-hmm. It's six pack, four pack or something. And they're like, they at least responded, because I've tried that with other breweries too, and they don't even respond. But at least Modern Times responded, and they're like, yeah, we're not doing that right now. But, you know, wow. we appreciate
we're
you.
We're not doing that
basically. Right
now. Thank so, you? Question mark.
Thank you?
Thank you? It's like asking the love of your life out, and she says, thank you?
So you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So here we go. We got to talk about it.
Do we?
The big news.
The merger.
Lagunitas. Heineken has bought 50% of Lagunitas.
Was it a hostile takeover?
I don't think so.
Did Heineken come in guns blazing, kick in the doors and say, we are now your owners?
Yes. Tony McGee, founder of Lagunitas and owner-founder of Lagunitas, he's still the CEO of Lagunitas. He still controls Lagunitas, even though he gave up 50% of his brewery to Heineken. Nothing is apparently going to change in the States. Basically, this is just a deal that they can get their beer throughout Europe now and throughout the world. His mindset is to see Lagunitas hit everywhere in the world, essentially. Wow. And so, yeah, beer geeks, we obviously lost our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like this is one where, so it's not AB InBev, it's not Miller Coors. So there's a lot of division now with this deal among beer geeks. There's both sides. It seems pretty equal on both sides. One side is like, great, you know, good for them. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Yeah.
Beer's going to be the same, you know,
just whatever. More of it.
Just more of it. And then the other side is this isn't craft beer. That's not the mind. Now you're corporate beer. Now you're big beer. And you've sold out. And fuck you. I'm done.
Yeah.
I've had my last Lagunitas.
Yeah.
So
close the book.
It's pretty. It's pretty 50-50, it seems like. So I want to get. Before we get some feedback from Perfect Pour listeners, I want to hear yours, Nick.
Mine? So, at first, I don't follow Beer Advocate or any other blogs that closely.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, people had said this was predicted, that they were...
There was a rumor
and
something big was going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they knew that it was going to be Lagunitas, or they just knew something big was going to happen.
Yeah, and I could see that. I don't fault them for, I guess, selling out, if that's the word you want to use. I guess it doesn't bug me anymore because I've kind of gotten over them and their shenanigans after the Sierra Nevada lawsuit. And so now I look at it and go, you know what? I don't really drink that much Lagunitas anymore. So why, you know, does it bother me? It's not like these guys are my best friends anymore.
Mm.
I don't know. I see where people are coming from. You know, craft beer has always been this grassroots movement that you grew up with and you saw and you got familiar with because you could walk into the place and actually talk to the guy brewing the beer. That's mm-hmm. how small these places started, you know. Yeah. And Lagunitas has gotten so big now. I don't think you could do that anyway. I don't think you'd walk in and meet Tony and have a beer with him on a Wednesday afternoon. Maybe you can. I've never been to Lagunitas. Yeah. I don't know how they work. But that's what happens when businesses get bigger and bigger and bigger. You lose touch with the ownership. And that's probably the next step. I mean, they've probably gone as far as they can go with a one-man show. They needed a global market to make them worldwide. I think that's going to happen with any brewery once they get to a certain point in their life. And I think it's not going to stop. This isn't going to stop happening. You know, I think Stone maybe has found a way to make it happen under their own power.
Yeah.
Because they're opening the brewery in Germany,
right?
East Coast. You know, Sierra Nevada could probably do the same thing, but
they could do it themselves. Yeah.
It took them, what, 30 years to get to this point, too. Yeah. So that's the cool thing. We got another, you know, 25 years with modern times before something bigger for them happens.
Maybe. I think it seems like the timeline
is
pretty ramped up for everybody now.
Yeah, it's definitely going to speed up now because of this. But I'm not going to run out and drain pour all my Lagunitas if I have any in the fridge.
I see both sides and I kind of fall on the I
are you angered by this?
Yeah, I'm not angered by it, but I definitely fall on the side of, well, I don't need, like you said, I'm kind of just, Lagunitas is just kind of fallen into the backdrop and, you know,
yeah,
into the wallpaper now. And the, you know, the citrusness that came out recently was really good. The daytime was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, I just kind of just indifferent to be, I've grown to be indifferent to Lagunitas. So it's like not, it's not really, I'm not going to miss anything by saying like, I don't need to drink a Lagunitas beer anymore.
Yeah.
But which I kind of, I'm not at a level of boycott level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I definitely fall on the side of it. Plain and simple, Lagunitas is sold out. They have sold out. You can say that that's good for them and blah, 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 and that's cool. But they have sold out. So it, and yeah, maybe needed to do this to make themselves global. And if you feel that's something you need to do, then okay, it's your company. You can do whatever the hell you want with it. But you have to own up to the fact that you have sold out. You have traded in your street cred for globalization. You have traded. You have your, the community that you were a part of that you built. Partially built. Lagunitas is obviously one of the top five, four in the forefront of craft beer. The Tony, the owner, was like, he, I think Good Beer Hunting, I think it was Good Beer Hunting that pointed out that he was one of the guys that always kind of took shots at people that sold to somebody else.
Wow.
Before.
Okay.
And he is very much that rebel. He always had that rebel kind of against the grain, against corporate personality. And now he's doing it. And now trying to save face by making a gigantic post on his Tumblr, trying to explain it away.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just where I smell the guilt when you have to write a post that's, you know, five pages long, trying to keep explaining it, re-explaining it and re-explaining it to like trying to sell me on that. It's still cool. It's still cool. Right, guys. and no, it's not. It's not so cool. You could be corporate and I get it. You're not evil. You're a beer guy and you're cool and I like Lagunitas beer, but you don't get to be a geek anymore. You don't get to be in the cool crowd anymore. You don't have street cred anymore. You've sold that away. You have millions of dollars now. So you can just say, ha ha ha, go be with your little street cred and I've got millions of dollars and that's cool. But like, you don't get to be cool now. I'm sorry. You now are corporate. You now You still may have your beer's not changing. I get that, and it probably won't. But it
that's the other thing.
You don't get to be cool anymore.
Yeah. It probably won't ever change.
Yeah.
Like that's it. We'll never see another citrusness right. or
maybe yeah, you know. I don't know. That's yeah, that's a good question.
Will the innovation
continue? Well, these little one-off kind of innovation things were shut down, you know, where there'll be stuff where will they still be smoking pot in the freaking around the grounds? I know that. And one weird thing is I haven't seen, didn't notice it, but as far as if they're going to be going globally, are they going to build a brewery in Europe? I didn't see anything within this news release as we are recording now that there we will be opening up a brewery in Europe. Because don't you have to? I mean, if you're going to be all over the world, you're going to have to open up another brewery somewhere. You can't the production facility in.
So you're saying like strip mall breweries, like they're going to be in like.
Well, no, I mean like plants.
They're going to be next to Margaritaville and in Las Vegas.
Just
and,
like huge plants. Like I guess they are opening up in Los Angeles, right? That's
Azusa.
But I don't even think that's going to be enough to the produce.
Midwest brewery too.
They have the Chicago one.
Yeah.
But I mean, even that's not going to be enough to throw out across the world.
No.
They're going to have to open up a new one somewhere.
Well, yeah, either one or two things. Either they'll be contract brewed in Europe or they'll open a licensed facility, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's going to be now. It's a license to brew Lagunitas.
Mm. And will it taste like, will European Lagunitas taste the same
as
Petaluma Lagunitas?
In France where they serve it with mayonnaise instead of ketchup. At McDonald's.
They put mayonnaise in that shit.
But it's not a quarter pound. Man. They don't, that's a metric system.
They don't know what the fuck the quarter pounder is.
It's a Royale with cheese. That could happen. It could totally be tailored to the profile of the country. Like there could be a totally East Coast version of Lagunitas IPA that's multi-year.
It's just, I mean, this, like you're kind of mentioning, this is going to continue to happen. Hopefully it doesn't happen to somebody that I like a Tioga. Kind of doesn't affect insert me because
favorite brewery.
Because insert your favorite local brewery because it really doesn't affect me that much. Cause I can just not drink Lagunitas and it's not, I mean, there are a lot of times where Lagunitas IPA is the only IPA on tap.
Yeah.
And that's not going to go away because they're going to be everywhere now. So, like, I guess maybe that's good that I can expect there's going to be a Lagunitas IPA if I go somewhere.
There's an upside.
Which, you know, is always still a nice IPA. It's not a bad IPA, obviously. It's one of the things that made IPA what it is. But I can very easily not drink, Lagunitas, and it's not going to affect me.
Yeah.
But if somebody like a Tioga sold to a big beer, which isn't out of the realm of, obviously, I don't think it is, and that's not happening.
Yeah, we're not starting rumors.
But if Tioga sold right now, that would
hurt our feelings. Yeah,
that would hurt
because we have that drink local
right
drink local, mindset,
that would affect
you know?
Us a lot.
Lagunitas isn't local to us, and we weren't even hadn't any inclination that they existed until maybe the last 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, here in Fresno particularly. So we don't have those ties, those early ties that a lot of people might have outside of us.
If like Tioga sold out, it would not only would it be it would damage your heart, it would be difficult to boycott it because it's everywhere here.
Yeah.
And so, like, you would be kind of screwed if you wanted to legitimately boycott it. So this doesn't. These kind of things can still keep happening because there are so many craft breweries, so many small craft breweries that are good out there that I can, you know, we can weather the storm of all these breweries getting bought out by other bigger breweries that are corporate minded and don't have the punk rock mentality of a craft brewery.
So is that our job as craft beer drinkers? We grow up these small breweries and then send them off to go be
send them off,
you know, functioning adults.
Yep.
One day, like, is that gonna, partially, is that what we do? Like, do we like just keep now, jumping yeah, down.
Now that you're big,
next nano,
we're gonna go back to and we're gonna find the next cool band. Well, it just, I mean, we've made that analogy before. It's just like when you find a band that's really awesome that hasn't hit yet.
Heard about them before.
And then once they're pop, everybody knows about them. Then you're like,
yeah, over it.
Over them.
Yeah. The best album was the first album. It's like the day when the Black Keys got moved from the indie section to the pop section.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Okay.
I like Royal Blood now.
I like Royal Blood. Jerk. I do
like Royal Blood.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
But it's kind of like that. Like, there's luckily, there's so many choices for us beer nerds that we can just say, go be corporate, Lagunitas. We really don't need you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this guy... I think Tony McGee, I think he's going to regret this in the sense of, like, because he's had this little battle with Jim Cook at Boston Beer Company with, like, because they've kind of, we still will not drink
Rebel
IPA because it was basically just trying to copy Lagunitas IPA. And... I think that, and we've seen now that Jim Cook has kind of turned into this bitter old man that doesn't understand why beer geeks don't give a shit about his beer anymore. Like, we have long moved past him and his beer, and his, like, he seems like he desperately wants the love of the craft beer geek, but we're like, I don't care about your beer anymore, bro. And he's just like, why? What's going on? And they're like, you're just not paying attention anymore, man.
He did pull the hardcore hipster from his commercial, and now he has he left the minor league hipster in the commercial. I don't know if you've noticed that lately.
Oh, okay.
The mustachio guy's gone, and now the guy with the bowling cap and the Ray-Bans is still in.
Bowling cap, Ray-Bans guy.
Yeah.
I just think, like, Tony is gonna turn into Jim Cook in a few years. It's just gonna be like beer geeks aren't gonna give a crap about Lagunitas anymore, and he's gonna be
Is he gonna be the one that walks in and goes, "Do you know who I am?"
Yeah, do you know who I am? We're like, "No, I don't know who you are." But I'm Tony from Lagunitas. Oh yeah, Lagunitas, Coors, Lagunitas. Well, yeah, whatever.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
I had a Blue Moon once.
You like Blue Moon? Like, I think that's going to happen to him.
Oh, man.
It feels like it.
Fetal position.
Well, who cares what I want to hear what listeners think. On our Facebook group, it kind of seemed like more positive, like, it's cool. Who cares? Other than Bells.
Bells
already doesn't like Lagunitas.
Bells likes nothing.
So he's just like, Bells likes nothing. But he was just like, you know, F them basically. But let's hear what Greg from SD Beer Talk, future guest, episodes, Greg should be in studio. But Greg.
Hey, Perfect Pour. This is Greg from San Diego Beer Talk Radio.
That's a voicemail.
Give you my opinion on the Lagunitas and Heineken merger. For those who may not be aware, Heineken bought 50% of Lagunitas and. Well, you know, unfortunately, my co-host Brian cannot be here for this recording, but I talked to him earlier, and we are both not big fans of this merger at all. Well, number one thing that I think is fact at this point, if this happens, Lagunitas cannot be called a craft brewer according to the Brewers Association.
What I'm saying, bro.
According to their definition, any craft brewery that is owned by 25% or more by another entity that is not craft beer, then they are no longer to be called a craft brewer. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that Lagunitas can't, you know, call themselves craft beer because, you know, it's just the Brewers Association. So they could probably still advertise as craft beer. They could still put it on their labels most likely. But to me and to a lot of folks out there, I think, when I talk to them, when I talk about them in the future, they will not be mentioned as craft brewery. And that's just the way it's going to work. So, and here's the thing. So, you know, this first came out in the Press Democrat. It's a local Santa Rosa newspaper. And then later that day, Mr. Tony McGee or Maggie, the owner of Lager News, came out with his own blog post, basically trying to explain why he sold 50% of the company out to Heineken. And here's the thing. So he's saying that basically he would still, you know, he still would never sell his company to big beer or a, you know, money firm like a VC or a bank or any of that kind of stuff. But he says that when he took a trip to Ireland and other areas in Europe, he found that the demand for his beer is pretty high. I guess apparently they sold out pretty quickly in Ireland, and they were very, very popular. So he wanted to expand his distribution. So, you know, when he met the people at Heineken, and he actually talked with the, I guess, great granddaughter of the original founder of Heineken, and talked to her and the staff there at Heineken, he says they kind of bonded. They had a good time together, and they laughed about growing as a brewery and some problems they had and this, that, and everything else. And you know, that's great. I'm glad that, you know, he had fun and everything. And I guess that was the start of talking about possibly a merger. And merging with Heineken basically gives Lagunitas a worldwide distribution channel now to get their beer out to everyone else. And that's great. You know, that's great for the Lagunitas brand. I am also really actually happy for their employees. Their employees probably are going to get better medical benefits and maybe a 401k or any of that kind of stuff, right? So it's great for them, but for the craft beer culture, not so much. Like I said, they're not craft beer anymore, at least in my eyes. You know, you can have your own opinion, that of course, but in my eyes, they are no longer a craft brewery. Plus, you know, there's little things like in his blog post that he says that, you know, I'm 55 years old going on 80. That tells me I'm getting old and I want to cash out. And so that's my opinion on that. Plus, he says that it's a profound victory for American craft. He defends that comment by saying the fact that Heineken came over and bought 50% of an American craft beer company, that all it will do will grow the American craft culture, whether it's beer or, you know, anything else. And basically Europeans and Asians and so forth will see American craft, you know, companies as just as good as anywhere else. And they'll want to buy in and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I don't know. I don't get that. I mean, I think it's basically putting sugar on top of I'm old. I want to make some money, which, you know, that's his. He's an owner of a company that he can do that. But I think it's putting sugar on the fact that he sold out. And I don't think a blog post, a fluffy blog post, will necessarily convince me that it wasn't just selling out to a big brewery. I mean, come on, Heineken. So, you know, in his blog post, he said that Heineken takes great care of their beer, and they, you know, they have the same passion for creating their beer as Lagunitas. And here's the thing. That's great. I'm glad you take great care of the beer that you brew, but then you put it into a green bottle and ship it across the world. I'm sorry. Most people who are drinking your beer have skunked beer at that point. So if it's you really cared about part your of its beer, taste.
It's like would weed,
put
bro.
It in a vessel that did not have skunking, whether it be cans or darker bottles or whatever.
Remember the keg
can? That's how
can?
You would serve it, not in a green bottle. One last thing for the perfect pour listeners. I just wanted to let you guys know that I've been talking to some sources here the last couple of weeks. And while it's not confirmed, a brewery with the initials SA down here in San Diego have pretty much sold out to Coors. Yes, it has not been confirmed by either side of the matter. But talking to these folks, from what I have heard, it seems like it's almost a guaranteed thing to happen. One interesting note is that brewery, who used to be distributed by Stone Distribution, is now distributed by Crest. And Crest happens to be owned by Coors and Miller. Oh. So, you know, sometimes when the puzzle piece fits,
two and two.
It just fits. Together. So anyways, thanks, guys. I will talk to you later. This is Greg from San Diego Beer Talk Radio. Later.
Look for them. That's good.
Wow.
It's a good addition, or we're a good addition, or they're a good addition to the podcast. If you like the Perfect Pour, listen to SD Beer Talk and 3BZine, all good little synergy, because usually we all three mention each other at some point during the show. So.
Nice. I like how he was picking up on what you were touching on, the over-explaining of the situation.
Yeah. When you start over-explaining stuff, then
backing yourself,
you're not, you're backing yourself in the corner. You're not feeling confident with what you're talking about. And you're feeling, it's just a telltale sign for me when you're doing that you're not completely behind what you're doing. It's just, but you're doing it. And like Greg's saying, like, he's just, he's just feeling old and he's like, fuck it.
Yeah, maybe that was the case. Maybe it was either sell out or shut the doors.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think,
because that's the other option, you know, when the owner retires of a small business, usually the business goes away.
Yeah. I don't think that would have happened with them, but I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have anybody to pass it to.
Yeah.
So basically he's passing it on to Heineken. All right. Well, did you have any other culture things? Outside of Lagunitas.
What would Lagunitas and Heineken's celebrity mashup name be? I'm going for Lagunikin.
Lagunikin. That is good. I can't think. Hagenitas.
I guess that's your other option.
Pretty much there are two options.
Are we ready for local news?
Yeah, sure.
We'll get some local culture. So, Suds in the City is happening for the last time in October.
Uh-huh.
Going back to May next year.
A long-standing beer festival.
Probably the longest-standing beer festival in Fresno.
And I say beer festival because it's over the years, there's been macro beers sitting alongside micro beers. The Suds of the City was around before craft beer was a thing.
Yeah.
That's how long that the festival's been going in town.
Once upon a time, they did include the local homebrew club. You saw a lot of Warthogs beers at the festival.
Yeah, the Warthogs were really prominent in the early stages of Suds in the City.
So this year's rendition is limited to 1,200 tickets.
Wow.
Which is a first. I mean, this used to be how many people can you get in this place kind of festival.
Yeah. How
many
possible?
Can you get? Add two more.
Yeah, jam more in there.
Yeah. Okay.
What? We can get 1,000 people? All right. We'll add 200 more people.
Yeah. That was traditionally the experience of this festival. So now this year, does that do anything to you? Like, do you feel?
It helps. Yeah.
It helps? So you'd rather see a smaller crowd?
As a beer geek, yeah. Hell yeah. I don't need to see, like, in my 20s, do I want, I'm like, big crowd, bro.
When you need to be seen places?
Yeah. Yeah, all the chicks. Look at all these chicks.
Chicks, man.
Guns out. Look at all these chicks.
Sun's out, guns out.
Sun's out, guns out.
I just thought it was really interesting because tickets are also $50 a piece. Yeah,
I
want to be,
I want you.
Yeah.
You're definitely that demographic that used to go to Suds in the City. But it was just bros and party and riot police had to clear out the place.
Yeah.
This actually happened.
Happened.
They had riot police clear out. Yeah. Do you go to craft beer festivals where the riot police, the SWAT team has to clear out the festival? That's what happens at Suds in the City in prior years.
Yeah. Right?
For reals. I'm not embellishing.
No, those were also the years where Bud Light was part of the craft beer festival.
Yes, Corona, Bud Light.
Whoa. Your mic. You got so angry, you broke the microphone.
Yeah, I think if I have $50 around that week, but I would pay it.
Yeah, I guess I have such a great doubt for what beers that festival has brought. I don't think I'd be buying the ticket.
I would have to see. I would have to see the list beforehand.
Oh yeah, totally.
I'm not going to pay $50 on just hoping. I need to see who's going to be there and an idea of what they're pouring. Because that is, we always talk about the problems of Fresno growing up on craft beer is our festivals outside of our local brewers, we don't get these unique stuff. When it's the breweries that come from out of town, you see just people, volunteers pouring their beer for one.
Yeah.
Which is not cool, not fun. And it's not anything unique. It's just like, full sales here. Oh, cool. Full sale from Oregon. Full sale. That's cool. Oh, it's just some guy I already know from Fresno who has no idea what full sale is. It's just like, here's some full sale.
And it's a wheat and a pail.
Yeah. And it's just like the most standard of their beers.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened a lot around here as far as festivals go. It's pretty much just the only thing unique about it is what the locals can do. And all the out-of-town breweries that are here are basically like BevMo put them on or something.
The BevMo Fest.
BevMo Fest. So I'm going to have to see that list.
Yeah.
Sudden City. And then maybe I'll fork over $50.
Also, what else do we got?
What else have we got? You keep thinking on that.
Oh, so I think Apple, the computer company, has released everything but a craft beer at this point. Do you think Apple will release a craft beer in the near future? I don't know why I thought about Apple making craft beer, but they've done everything else. It's like, why haven't they done a craft beer yet?
What's the one cool thing they haven't?
Maybe Apple will buy Modern Times. Because, I mean, look at the can. Doesn't that look like an Apple product?
Yeah, is it okay if a cool company, big company, buys a craft brewery?
Yeah.
Gives them the money?
And like, so every Apple employee will get a shift beer, as if they worked at a craft beer bar. You get a shift beer every day.
You get a shift beer.
No, this can't be happening.
If you didn't notice, I went to the beer fridge there.
Yeah.
And there's a new beer coming into the table.
I love gold.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
If you're a real beer geek, you know that's the sound of a blazing world from Modern Times.
You could tell by the parts per million of CO2 releasing into the air. Exactly.
Voted the best beer of 2014 by the Perfect Pour podcast.
How did that happen? How the hell did an IPA win?
Well, it's not technically an IPA.
Oh, that's right. What is it technically? Nelson Simcoe Mosaic.
It's a hoppy amber.
Yes. Fine then. Okay.
I know it's only September, but I have my number one right now, my 2015 beer of the year. I have it in my head. I'm not going to reveal it right now, obviously, but yeah, I'm already looking forward to December when we do our beer of the year pick. It's not better. I doubt that it's, you know, I doubt I'm going to go Blazing World again, so.
Can't happen 2 years in a row?
Mm-mm.
Wait, is that on principle?
No, it could be. Yeah. Okay. It could happen.
So it's possible for
it. It's possible.
Double down.
Still possible. Yeah, if Blazing World comes into town full bore, maybe it might come back and be it again for me.
I have high hopes. World Market has... the second round happened very quickly, which is what I like to see. If it was like 6 months and I'm like, oh, hey, we got this again.
Yeah.
I would have kind of questioned
it. Yeah. They seem to know.
But
now
this was weeks in between, inventory where we've had multiple rounds of Modern Times. That's a good sign.
We've got some momentum going. Well, we have a voicemail line. It is 559-492-0542, where we like to listen to your voicemails. Tell us things that's going on in your craft beer world as the listener of The Perfect Pour. We like those calls. And we have a couple this week.
No.
Believe it or not.
No way.
No way, bro.
Oh, my God, Becky.
Oh, my God, Becky. Look at her bot.
Hey, what's up? It's Rad Stacy and
Tony Rags.
No way.
Tony Bags.
We just drank sour. Super rad.
Yeah, we had some Russian Rivers. We had awesome new Belgian beer dinner because Stacy put on big ass party. That's what we do. But yeah, great podcast this week.
Yeah, we just thought of you guys because, you know, when a beer dinner's over, we're like, I wonder what those Dorktown guys are doing.
Nothing as cool as that.
Probably not.
No.
But they aren't. Oh, no.
Fred, yes.
The oh, no. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Tony knew when to check out there. Like, no, forget it. Thank you, Stacy and Tony Bags. Rad Stacy, go see her at Goldstein's on like Sundays and Mondays. I think she's tending the bar and making sure everything's tended properly. Voicemail line 559-492-0542. If you're looking for something to do, like what the hell am I going to tell them? Like I have nothing going on. You could give us your, as always, you can always give us your dream six pack. Variety six pack, variety 12 pack, your dream, whatever. That's always something you can do. And, or you can just, a beer you're looking out for, or a cool craft beer thing happening in your city. We got one more voicemail, and it better be from the man, the myth, the legend.
Guys, can you hear me? I'm driving. And hey,
yeah,
a reminder.
Gotta be.
Reminder or not, but it's gonna let you know.
Gotta be.
That at the Chowder Brew Fest, aka Oktoberfest, I'm gonna be manning the Warthog booth. Me and a couple of the Warthogs are gonna be manning the booth.
Nice.
We're going to be serving home brew.
No.
Is that fun? Exciting?
Nope.
So I hope to see you guys there. And you'll never guess where I'm driving to.
Where?
Yeah, guess.
Lagunitas.
Modern Times.
Okay, I'll tell you. Yep, again, I am going to see my lady.
Whoa.
And this time,
it's a lady.
I'm going to stop at Decibel, even if it's crowded. Because I'm starving myself. I haven't eaten all day. So I'm going to have to. I'm just going to have to bite the bullet, wait for service. And if you know anything about me, I don't really like crowded places. I don't like standing in line. I don't like waiting for shit. I'm just kind of an impatient kind of guy. And, you know, sometimes crowds are okay. Like Goldstein's opening night, that was the crowd I really dug. I really dug that. It was cool. But anyway, don't forget the Tower of Brew Fest. Keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Driving, Scotty B. Cheers, Scotty B.
Cheers. October 4th, right?
The Tower one. The Tower Oktoberfest. Because Tioga has one.
Yeah.
Going on. Tower District has that one they've been doing for a few years now. Going on. And yeah, Scotty B is going to have a boot there. With the Warthog, so your listener, local listener.
If anybody would like to meet Scotty B.
You want to meet Scotty B.
Get his autograph.
Yep. Take a picture of Scotty B.
Oh, selfie.
Yes. Oh, come on, please.
Maybe he'll photobomb your selfie.
Yeah.
I hear that might cost money, though.
Whatever, man. Pay it.
Pay it.
Whatever you got to pay.
Photobombed by Scotty B.
Scotty B in your picture. Do it.
Yeah. He'll sign your boobs, too.
I think you will. That is our voicemail, 559-492-0542. If you haven't called in a while, you're like, Do yeah, it, man.
Where's Rich from Hawaii?
I know. We haven't seen, we haven't heard from Hawaii in a while.
I checked into it.
I don't know what happened to Craft Trucker.
Oh, Craft Trucker.
Remember Craft Trucker?
Craft Trucker.
We haven't heard from Tim Bros in a while. Portland Tim Bros.
Tim Bros.
Tim Bros.
Eastbound down.
So, all right. Been caught drinking. Everybody pull out your Untappd. Let's see what you've been drinking. I am Dorktown on Untappd. I would appreciate it if you would become my friend. The more friends I have, the better I feel about myself.
Yay.
Builds my self-esteem.
Beer esteem.
My beer esteem. Ah, nice.
Beer esteem.
I just had a... I just... Earlier today, I had a click.
Mikey.
From Lindemann's.
What did I tell
it's
you about?
Barely beer.
Pre-show drinking. It's not beer.
Yeah, I did a pre-show drinking. Lambic. It's a Lambic from Click. It's only 3.5%.
No way.
I was barely having beer. It's just like a cherry drink, basically, is what it was.
I do like that one, though.
Oh, yeah. It's
I'll back you up. Good. I'll back you up on this, Mikey. That's a good beer, frambois, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever the hell it is.
Whatever the hell it is.
I had a slow ride from New Belgium because Cost Plus, they have an inn where you can buy singles for $2.
The singles section.
And I bought one single of Slow Ride. I had a cucumber from Tiger Sequoia.
Did you know?
A Whitney XPA, got a growler of that, and the cucumber.
Nice.
And I was at Tioga, hanging out with the Bearded Brewer.
What?
And I got an IPL. We had it on the show last week, and I got an IPL from the tap room, and it was delicious. And I had a couple bukus because I had a six pack of bukus this week.
The boo
I was draining. That was my that was the one I had my for the six pack for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Beer was the buku.
Nice.
So, what beers have you been drinking this week, Nick?
Oh, this week. Oh, you mean this week? No, you must not take my Blazing World.
Grabbing the Blazing World.
So it looks like I have finally got to try the piece of cake.
You hadn't tried it yet.
Well, not the...
from Tioga Sequoia?
The latest batch.
Mm-hmm.
The batches. Oh, okay.
I haven't had the latest batch.
Yeah, so you remember they sent some beers off to the GABF, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a new batch of cake. They made a new batch of Rush Hour. They made a new batch of TDH. So all these new beers coming unseasonably out at this time.
Right, because of,
GABF. Just for the festival, yeah. And so I tried this round of it, and Bearded Brew was saying the coffee was a little bit different. The vanilla was a little bit different, but they were all comparable to the original recipe. And for some reason, this one was really good. It wasn't overly sugary sweet, like you felt like you've actually had a piece of cake.
Yeah.
So, which I think works better in this particular beer. It was really, really good.
Yeah. So we're digging it.
Digging it. Other than that, had a nut brown ale from Alesmith.
All right. That is a good one.
That is a good one. Another brown ale from Port called Board Meeting.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Surfing terms.
Yep. That's a good brown, too.
Yeah. Had a brown festival this
brown
weekend.
Brown Fest.
Brown Fest, bro. From Garage Door Brewing.
Oh.
Heard of them.
I've heard of them.
Uber local.
One day, man, might go pro.
He brewed I think it was macadamia nut brown ale. That was the nut. And it was damn fine.
Ooh, man, Becky would have loved to have had that.
Yeah. It was weird because I guess, god damn it, was it macadamia nuts? One of them is, it's a super oily nut, but he found a way to keep the oily viscosity down so it didn't, like, coat your teeth with nut oil, if you will. And just smooth, easy drinking. Very impressed with it. I hope he does more of that one, especially because the fair's coming up.
Yeah, next
time. A lot of homebrewers are gearing up for the fair.
Next time he comes on, he'll have to tell us how he did that.
Mm-hmm. And then... I had... I don't know if I remember if I mentioned this last week. I can't remember because it had to be last week, but I had a Peter Pale and Mary from Mickler.
I don't remember you talking about
it. Yeah, that was a beer to the people find.
Mm-hmm.
They're a solid importer of the...
Do you go in there and just buy it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, total shelf label buy.
Didn't like hang out. You just went in and bought it and left?
Yep, that's what happened. Walked in, no seats at the bar. Okay, we're getting beer to go.
It's a beer to go tonight.
Yeah. And that was interesting. It was good, nice pale, especially from a brewery like Mickler.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Yeah.
You don't expect them just to do a straight ahead pale. You expect them to do
something straight with a pale.
Yeah. Nice beer, though.
Hmm. That's the one to look out for.
Okay. Did I go out this weekend? I did not go out this weekend.
Oh, stadium.
Oh, we went to Starving Artist Bistro and had, it wasn't Tioga. They do have 2 or 3 Tioga taps right now. But I ended up, Sierra Nevada's Oktoberfest. That's what it was.
Uh-oh.
It is Oktoberfest season.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. It was regular.
Yeah.
But it was good. Like, I think they tried too hard to go traditional Martzen on that one.
Okay. Before, you in like last year, you mean, or?
Then, yeah, because I remember that being kind of spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, a little nudge on the edge of
Yeah, I remember having it last year and being like real plain.
But, yeah, this year was just kind of meh. It's a beer.
Mm-hmm.
It was just funny because we September 1st, boom, Oktoberfest beers are out.
Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah.
Don't whine about it. It just sucks that it's going to be taking up my session spots.
There will be no session beers.
My taps and shelf space, the sessions are going to be going away. Yeah. That's just not, that sucks.
6 more months. The groundhog went back in his hole.
Yep. Damn it. Looking out. Some beers to look out for.
Word.
There's a, Lagunitas, or not, I'm sorry, Lagunitas. I've got
looking Lagunitas. Out for some Lagunitas?
Look out for some Lagunitas.
Mikey, I could find you some Lagunitas.
Oh, you can?
They're worldwide.
How? No. They're so Indian, small.
No, they're worldwide, bro.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
Prestige, worldwide.
New Belgium, they have tweaked.
Uh-huh.
Rad Stacey, I don't remember her talking about this. They have tweaked Abbey and Trappel. They reimagined them. So
I don't like that.
They rebranded new versions of them. They changed them up a little bit.
They're not talking about the labels. They're talking about the beer.
No, they're talking about the beer.
Damn them.
So why change now?
Why?
We didn't go and to this lately. There was a lot of discussion over the last few years, but we've really been going after it pretty hot and heavy over the last 14 months, taste brew after taste test brew, because if you're going to do something as bold as mess with Abbey and Triple, it can't be just pretty good. It's got to be perfect. So Abbey and Triple are different now, apparently. So I don't know if that batch, probably the ones you have in the store right now, aren't going to be that new one, but pretty soon. If your triple has a best buy date of April 17th, 2016,
mm-hmm.
or later, then you're enjoying the new one.
Whoa.
So. And then now it has an ABV of 8.5 instead of a 7.8
okay.
used to have.
I'm on board.
And they're like, oh, wait, more alcohol? Okay.
Yay.
It's got a boost in bitterness for a clean, dry finish and also a boost in spicy Herbal aromatics, courtesy of Saz and Halatrua Mittelfru hops. So there you go. That's how you know you're having a new one. And for the Abbey, if you're having an Abbey best by date of June 19th, 2016 or later, then you are enjoying the new Abbey.
Damn it.
So look for those. If you're fans of those beers like Nick.
Now there's Vintage Abbey.
Yeah, now there's Vintage Abbey and New Abbey.
Damn it.
One I'm personally looking out for, Evil Twin. We seem to have like some sort of thing with Evil Twin in town, at least as far as like the fort and places like that. Easy come, easy go. Session IPA. Nice. 4.5, just because of the name.
Very cool.
I like
cool.
Evil Twin, and it's a damn good name. Easy come, easy go. 4.5 session IPA. Easy come, easy go. Ba-na-na-na.
Wow. You went there.
Modern Times, the Aurora is back. The Red Rye IPA, 6.75%.
Yes.
Maybe our Cost Plus will get the
Aurora. I could see that happening at Cost Plus.
It's out in draft and cans.
Come on, James. Make it happen.
That means the Oneida is gone. And you ain't gonna. If you see Oneida, that's a rare thing now. So basically, that's taking the place of it.
Had it.
And the Stones... The newest project beer.
Mm-hmm.
Your father smelt of edelberries.
Mm. How dare they?
It doesn't sound like a good beer to me, but if you're going to reference Monty Python, I'll try it. You got me.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try it.
What's in a name?
Any beers you're looking out for?
Looking out for, I was checking out the Full Pint on Twitter. And they were drinking
thefullpint.com.
A Cycle Brewing out of Florida.
Florida.
Florida. A Cycle Brewing cream and sugar, please.
Hmm.
Their coffee imperial stout? Something. So I've never heard of Cycle Brewing, first of all, and I've never heard of cream and sugar, please. But both sound amazing to me. Hopefully there's some East Coasters listening, Blue Ox, that will be able to maybe finagle a trade, if you will, two, four, and whatnot. And also, I'm looking out for more beer.
In general, I'm looking out for more beer. That's good.
It is narwhal season. Always narwhal. Looking out for a narwhal.
Will we have a narwhal on the show soon? Narwhal season.
If anybody's looking
out for... I'm going to catch me a narwhal this year.
Bye, buddy. If anybody is looking for barrel-aged narwhal, the Fort has a few bottles left from last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Like they just repurpose them out on the shelf? Or
yeah, I think they hold on to a few and kind of, you know, throw a couple out there every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not marked up. It's still retail price.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, good for them.
Good for them.
Do that. Ooh, look
at this. Crack of the can.
Didn't even purposely do this, but this is going to be an all can episode.
It's in the can.
Craft Can Revolution.
We're here to sing in your can. Of Constance.
I love gold.
This is the new beer from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
What beer is this, Nick?
This is the Tap 79 India Pale Ale from Orboro.
Eburu.
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 Harababa. My tongue.
This is basically
my tongue is drunk.
The house beer of Trader Joe's,
yeah,
which I think Golden Road makes.
Old Burrow. Burr, it's cold in
here. Reggie559 donated this one.
Cheers to Reggie, but why would he give us a beer with feet on it? That's what I don't understand. Very folk art, hand-drawn label with crossed feet as if to be on the beach somewhere.
Enjoying the beach.
Enjoying the beach. I enjoy beaches.
Cheers. Let's give out some cheers before we go. A big cheers to our newest patron, Salvador Anton, at Salvador Anton, if you want to follow him on Twitter. If you like following all our patrons, if you've got a specific area for all our patrons to follow, Salvador Anton is one to follow. Big cheers, Salvador. Thank you for donating to us on our Patreon page. If you like what we do and you feel like, hey, I'd like to buy those guys a beer once in a month, whatever, then help us out. Go to our Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour, or go to perfectpourpod.com and just look for a link to the Patreon page. Even in the show notes, unless you're listening on Stitcher, if you're listening on iTunes or a lot of other players, you can actually look in the show notes as you're listening and click on it, and usually it'll take you to the page. So patreon.com/perfectpour, and you can... If you donate $5 a month, you get all little baby bonuses.
Yeah.
And you get to help us out with paying for the expense of doing a podcast. But otherwise, don't worry about it. Just go out there and talk about the Perfect Pour to your friends. Maybe give us a review on iTunes. Just or tweet us out on your social media. Doesn't matter. Any little thing you can do to help us out and get it a little bit more juice for us, that is highly appreciated. And also cheers to SD Beer Talk, who we heard from earlier. They have a 1 year anniversary party. If you're listening to this in the first couple of days this podcast drops and you're in the San Diego area, make sure to go to Common Theory in the San Diego's. I don't know where the hell it's at. I'm not from San Diego, but you're from San Diego, you can find Common Theory. They're having their 1 year anniversary party, and they got a few breweries to do a collab beer for them.
Whoa.
Yeah, people from like Kilowatt and Galactic, they did a collab beer for this 1 year anniversary. So check it out. It's on the Saturday. This Saturday, SD Beer Talk, they're having their 1 year anniversary. So cheers to that. Any cheers you have, Mr. Nick? Of the Nick 80, at Nick 80.
At Nick
80. Wait, is it the Nick 80 or is it Nick
80? No, it's the Nick 80.
The Nick 80, yeah. On social media.
So I am the only one in the whole entire world of the world. Cheers to Leaf and Yeast, follower on Untappd, E-Rock75, a.k.a. Beer with Friends podcast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Also on Untappd. Rad, happy birthday to Rad Stacy.
Aw, Rad Stacy.
Yeah.
Is she like finally 21 now?
She's finally 21.
Good.
Yeah. She's able to buy beer without having to sweat it out or give her money to some old guy in the parking lot. And also, cheers to everybody.
Cheers, everybody. PerfectPourPod.com is for all your needs. Once in a while, a blog post will come up there. By the way, I think I forgot to mention it, but I did a blog post of top five things. We hope that that Matt's beard is doing right now. So that post is out there. So if you go to PerfectPourPod.com, you can find that. The top five things we hope Matt's beard is doing right now. And who knows what it's doing right now because he's not here.
Ooh. I enjoyed that.
Before we go, what do you think of this Tap 79 IPA from Old Mulu, a.k.a. Trader Joe's beer?
It tastes exactly like Blazing World. 1,000% exact.
1,000% exact. Yeah, it's not really right to have beers after modern time. After three different modern times we've had, it's just what, you know? Why bother?
Why bother?
Why bother?
This would do in a pinch. If you're looking for a budget beer,
yeah, and good cheap beer,
budget IPA, and you're at Trader Joe's getting organic kale, there you go.
Yes, we would. If you're in Trader Joe's, not a lot of money, we recommend this beer.
Yeah.
It is a Recco.
Because the fresh mozzarella is $7.
Yeah, it's one of the cheaper things in there. Oddly, their craft beer is one of the cheapest things they have in there. All right. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Let's hear some sunburn.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where you're going with that one.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's gone. Where's he going? Anywhere he wants.
Anywhere
he wants.